More information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
And around the world today. Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. Coming to you from the high Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA. Good to be back with you, folks. Good to be back with you. Hope you had a great week. I know we had a great week working and working and working and working here with our police and soldiers and private citizens that are helping us reach our police and soldier brothers and sisters out there. And that's taken us about 12, 14 hours a day. But it's good duty, folks, very good duty. Every time we wake up another brother and sister in uniform to their constitutional duties and to know the fact that they are to serve and protect the sovereign American citizens and not the evil system from the citizens, we just take great satisfaction out of that, folks. We're all volunteers here, and the time we volunteer is really exciting because we are working with some of the greatest Americans out there, our police and military, federal, state, and local police and military. And when one of them wakes up, gets excited about helping us reach other soldiers or police officers, we realize that our work is very necessary and a blessing to all of us here in this nation. Got a quote here from Louis D. Brandeis, Jewish lawyer, judge, and writer, Supreme Court judge, matter of fact. He died in 1941, 3 years before I was born. But the man was bright. He was really bright. And he said this, folks, crime is contagious. If the government becomes a lawbreaker, it breeds contempt for the law. My goodness, do we have lawbreakers in government today, folks? And is there contempt for the law? You betcha. We'll be right back with more of the Officer Jack McLam program on the great Republic Broadcasting Network right after these important messages.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7, but I never have to go to work.
So, what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Folks, welcome back to the Officer Jack McAlam program. And we here at our two police and military associations, one is Police and Military Against the New World Order. That's an international police and military organization, national too, but we do have about 12, 15 nations, soldiers and police working with us to try to overthrow the international criminal elite that's in their countries too, trying to enslave them under this Antichrist world government system. And then we have our publication, Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter, on constitutional issues that we send out to our police and soldiers to awaken them and educate them. Well, we are deeply concerned here about the clergy across America that has become a government agency. You know, government agencies, these churches have become government agencies. We've talked about this many times because they're licensed by the government and they must obey the government. And we've were not shocked at all, because we'd heard about this over the last couple of years, that the federal terrorists and mass murderers that control our government today, who blew us up on 9/11. And by the way, folks, if there's any listeners out there, new listeners, that don't realize this and doubt this, take it from an old police investigator, Officer Jack McLam, your host here, that we have a preponderance of evidence to prove in any court in the land. If we were allowed in any court in the land, which we've not been, to prove that our government was involved in 9/11. And I'm talking to you about proof, okay? As only a police detective or police investigator knows what proof is, okay? It'll stand up in court. And we have plenty of proof, hardcore evidence, to prove that our government was involved in 9/11. But we can't get it in any court in the land because, of course, the international criminals that control our government promote judges on the basis of how criminal they are. Because, of course, they don't want an honest judge anywhere near where they might really come under indictment themselves. The international criminals that control our government don't want an honest judge because they might get indicted. They might get prosecuted, okay? So that's why we can't get this information in any court in the land, because the criminals promote criminals up to these high positions. But anyway, back to our clergy in America. We had, back during the Revolutionary War, before and after, the clergy really kind of ran America. They were hardcore Christians that went by the foundations of America, which were biblical foundations, and those ministers spoke out all the time against criminals in government and criminal activity by government right from the pulpit. They did this all the time. And if you don't believe that, or if you want to prove that, of course, our government ministers today don't do that, or they lose their licenses that they have to be ministers. But back then, we had preachers that would go to prison for not taking a license and die. They got beat to death for not taking a license by the government. The government wanted to license the chaplains and clergy of the Revolutionary War time. But they refused because they were under God and they didn't want to be under government. Now our ministers clamor for those licenses to be under government, and they're no longer under God. But anyway, we have a book called The Preachers and Clergy of the Revolutionary War that we sell here at Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter. And of course, you know why we do that, because we want to prove to people that the preachers used to lead America. And they would chastise any criminals in government. And today, of course, the preachers are government and follow the government, obey the government, and they're not watching and protecting the citizens any longer. That book, let me look it up here, Chaplains and Clergy of the Revolutionary War, American Revolution, that is, by J.T. Headley, and it's $10 here at Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter. Very important book, folks, because if you want to see how different your preacher is today, being he's under the government, not under God, you need to read this Chaplains and Clergy of the American Revolution. God intended the preachers to be the watchman on the wall for society, and when they had Romans 13 said, folks, and you can read it for yourself, Romans 13, says that as long as the government leaders obey God and follow God's laws, we are to obey them. That's what Romans 13 says. But, of course, it's been twisted today, and our government preachers say, oh, if government says something, we must obey it, be it an evil Luciferian, satanic government or not, we must obey. That's what Romans 13 says, as they lie to us, okay? Preachers today say, we must obey all government, even evil government, because all government's of God. But they don't continue to read Romans 13 to their parishioners and those in the congregation, because the people would find out they're lying to them. Because if you continue to read Romans 13, you find out that that's only godly leaders that we're to obey. Now, I'm bringing this up, folks, and hope you'll get that book, Chaplains and Clergy of the American Revolution by J.T. Headley. Only $10, and that's with postage paid, too. But it's an eye-opener, and you'll begin to understand why your ministers can't speak out against corruption and infidels and people that are abominations in our government today. The mass murders, the terrorists, the Antichrist leaders we have today, our ministers won't speak up against them because the IRS will come in on them and try to take away their 501c3 tax-exempt status. The preachers back during the Revolutionary War and all throughout our history up until the last 50 years were tax-exempt. The churches were tax-exempt, and they still are today. But the government has come in and lied to the preachers, sent them through these highly controlled seminaries, Christian seminaries today, where they learn all kinds of falsehoods and lies that they come back and teach the people in their congregations, to have taught them through the seminaries that you must have government licenses or you can't be tax exempt. That's a lie. It's always been a lie, folks. Churches have always been tax exempt. They always will be tax exempt. And you don't need these stupid licenses that make you a government agent and a church under government rather than under God. But here's my point I'm getting to, folks. KSLA News reported, and I don't even know where that is, KSLA 12 News, says that the pastors today are working more and more under government, and the pastors now are working under FEMA, and I'll tell you how they're doing it here if you haven't already heard. The clergy response teams are being trained by the federal government right now, the pastors, in other words, to quell dissent and to pacify citizens to obey the evil government in the event of a declaration of martial law. Yes, your good old government clergy, folks, your government pastors, many of them are joining the clergy response teams. In May 2006, just a little over a year ago, there came into existence a nationwide FEMA program which is training pastors and other religious representatives to become secret police enforcers who teach their congregation to obey the government in preparation for the implementation of martial law, property and firearm seizures, mass vaccination programs for everyone. And those mass vaccination programs, folks, are to stop any women from having any more babies or girls, little girls, from having any babies. And also, who knows what else is in those mass vaccinations, but we know, as they've done it in other countries, that it is to lower the population and stop young girls from ever having babies. And forced relocation. When under martial law, folks, they intend to come in, take your children, and take them away, and take them into these educational camps, and educate them into being good little slaves and being good spies on everybody in society, including their own families. A whistleblower who was secretly enrolled in the program told us that the feds were clandestinely recruiting religious leaders to help implement Homeland Security directives in anticipation of a bioterrorism terrorist attack, any natural disaster, or nationally declare an emergency. Okay, which the president will declare martial law. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. Very serious issues here, folks, very serious issues. For years and years, our pastors, actually since 1907, our young people who went through pastoral schools at the great seminaries across America didn't know it, but the seminaries had been taken over by 1907 by our enemies, God's enemies, and the international criminal elite. And they had gotten their own members in there to head up these seminaries and Bible schools to misinterpret the Bible and to train our preachers. And all have been trained this way that went through the schools, the mainline theological seminaries since 1907, to train them on government issues, to train the people to become slaves of the government and train them on things that the Bible does not say, twist the things in the Bible. The best book they could take in and use for training these new prospective ministers, folks, was the Scofield Reference Bible, and that's what they did. The Scofield Reference Bible was written not by Scofield, we understand, but by a team of these Antichrist leaders, who international criminal elite people, who wanted to take Christians out of the Bible and take them into following what the government wanted them to do. So Scofield, the Scofield Reference Bible, does that. It lies to the people and tells them that there's going to be a secret rapture, a pre-trib rapture, and they're not going to be here. Therefore, they don't have to worry about a thing. If things look bad and it looks like the tribulation's coming, don't worry about it. Don't stand up against Lucifer and his minions taking over your government. Just come into the church and grab hands and sing, "Kumbaya, my Lord, Kumbaya," and we'll just wait for the rapture that's coming next week. Okay? So there's nothing you have to do. So Christians, folks, began to bail out of the institutions and not stand up anymore and speak out against the evil that came over our government and took over our government. And they just became very, very passive. And that's the way most Christians are today. Praise God, more are waking up than ever before because they're realizing the pre-trib rapture was created in 1835, and it's a lie out of the pits of hell. It's not true. And you can prove that in the Bible. And we have preachers that will help you get through that. Pastor John Weaver is my preacher out of Georgia. And he proves in his tape, by the way, folks, the rapture of the wicked. He proves out of the King James Bible, proves it, folks, absolutely. That, and Jesus even said this, that the people that are going to be raptured when Jesus Christ returns is going to be the evil ones. They're going to be taken out of the way. And the good people that love God and have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ could be left on earth here. And he proves it in the tape, his speech, actually sermon, called Rapture of the Wicked. And if you'd like to get a hold of him, and let me give you an address here, folks. Let me see if I can find a phone number. No, I don't see a phone number here, folks. I get his tape series every week. My wife and I have our own church at our home because these government churches don't turn us on at all because they don't preach the things they ought to be preaching today. A government preacher, folks, can only preach 30% of the Bible because the other 70% of the Bible tells the truth about how God's people should stand up and speak out and actively confront the workers of iniquity and the evildoers, okay, like God said to us in Psalms 94:16. That's what we're supposed to be doing. And so the government preachers with the government licenses, folks, the 501c3 from the federal government and then the state charter that they have, they don't speak 70% of the Bible. So they just hammer the 30% that doesn't get into what God's people are supposed to be doing. Here's that address, folks. Get a hold of Pastor John Weaver, okay, W-E-A-V-E-R, and ask him for his tape, Rapture of the Wicked, and you will no longer believe in the pre-trib rapture for God's people because it's a lie. And Pastor John Weaver's been preaching for over 50 years, and let me tell you, folks, he is one of those old preachers who preaches 100% of the Holy Bible. He doesn't have any government licenses at all, and he's under God and not under government in his church. And you hear his preaching. He has a tape series that comes out every week, or a tape that comes out of his preaching the week before his sermon. And you'll be shocked at what he talks about, folks, because he talks about all the things the clergy and the pastors of the Revolutionary War used to talk about. Because that's his job. That's what God gave him to do, the preachers. And he knows all about the evils of the Scofield Reference Bible and how the preachers were misled and mistaught and misguided in seminaries. And here's that address, Freedom Baptist Church. Freedom Baptist Church, Post Office Box 394, Fitzgerald, F-I-T-Z-G-E-R-A-L-D, Georgia. We'll have to give you this when we come back, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
My brothers and sisters, welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. And I was giving out the address for my pastor, my wife and I's pastor, Pastor John Weaver, out of Georgia. And he sends us his tapes every week of his preaching. And it just fills us up. It just does wonderful things for us, folks, when we hear a preacher in America preaching 100% of the Bible. And his tape, I want you to get, which you need to listen to and understand. Get your King James Bible and put it down on the table and follow him, and he'll prove 150% that the pre-trib rapture is not true for God's people. Now, when Jesus returns one time to punish the evildoers and to take unto himself God's people, not two times, but one time, that's the truth in the Bible, folks. He's going to snatch up the evildoers first into, it's not a rapture, it's just a snatching away of the evildoers immediately. They won't have any second try like is talked about in the fraudulent books that are out there by some of the mainline multimillionaire preachers, glitterbugs, I call them on TV. But Pastor John Weaver will give you the truth right out of the Holy Bible about the rapture of the wicked. And so write to him here at Freedom Baptist Church, Post Office Box 394, Fitzgerald, F-I-T-Z-G-E-R-A-L-D, one word, Fitzgerald, Georgia, 31750. And now he doesn't ask any money for his weekly sending out of his tapes to thousands of people across America, his sermons, but we send him money anyway because, folks, he can't do it without funds. But he doesn't ask for any funds. He just believes God will have people send him funds, which we do. And so he won't ask for any money for this tape, Rapture of the Wicked. But I tell you what, if you could send him a $10 bill, it would be wonderful. If you can only send a $5 bill, fine. That's good, too. But send him something for it, because you're going to be so shocked when he preaches to you about the rapture of the wicked and shows you that Jesus said on during one of his speeches to thousands and thousands of people, trying to think which one it was. I can't think right now. I don't have my Bible here, but anyway, I think it's the Sermon on the Mount. I think it was that God or Jesus spoke about two women would be grinding together, one would be taken and one would not. Two men would be in the field and one would be taken, one would not, and so forth. And after that speech, that preaching session, I think it's Sermon on the Mount, the disciples themselves came to Jesus, and that's right in the Holy Bible, folks, and said to him, Lord, where are these people taken that are taken? And Jesus points out the truth that the evil ones are taken when he says that the wherever the bodies are, the eagles will be gathered together. In other words, in the Bible, about five, six places, which Pastor John Weaver points out to you, they use the word eagle as buzzard. Okay, they're really talking about buzzards that eat carcasses, okay? Of course, eagles do too, okay? Eagles eat dead flesh too, but nothing like buzzards. But anyway, Jesus says right to his disciples that wherever the bodies are, the eagles will be gathered together. And in about five, six other places, Pastor John Weaver will prove to you that the eagles are flesh eaters, and they're eating these carcasses of the evil people that are taken out in this, what you would call, what many of us would call the secret rapture, okay? But it's not a rapture, it's a snatching away of the evil people, okay? So please get a hold of Pastor John Weaver, tell him hi for this old cop, Jack McLam. By the way, he's coming out here in either September or October to preach to us again. He does that once a year. And we just have a lot of people out to listen to him. And he really preaches like the preachers of the Revolutionary War against the sins of the Antichrist leaders we have today in our government. So, enough said on that, folks. But hope you enjoy. I'm sure you will. You enjoy the truth. You enjoy learning the truth, and Pastor John Weaver puts out the truth. He doesn't put out any of the lies and disinformation in the Scofield Reference Bible, just the opposite. He proves that all that is lies and distortions from the King James Bible, the Holy Bible itself. Let's see here, folks. We have something really shocking to me, and it says here, Sheriff Joe Arpaio for President of the United States. I'm shocked. I am shocked. Sheriff Joe Arpaio, Sheriff of Maricopa County, Arizona, is my buddy. Okay, we've been friends a long time. Ever since he became sheriff, matter of fact, I voted for him. All right? But I was mistaken. because Sheriff Joe Arpaio is still a government agent, a federal government agent, DEA agent for 33 years. He can't get it out of his blood. And he knows it. When the feds come to town, he hands the keys to the county over to him and goes serves coffee and donuts and lets them rock and roll, let them commit crimes, let them snatch your property without due process, take you away without due process, whatever the feds want to do, Sheriff Joe Arpaio lets them do. So I'm shocked by this, folks, but the reason people want Joe Arpaio to run for president of the United States are these. He is Maricopa County, Arizona County Sheriff, and he keeps getting elected over and over. And here's some of the reasons why he keeps getting elected, folks. He has jail meals that he feeds to his prisoners in the jail to 40 cents a serving and charges the inmates for that 40 cents. He stopped smoking and porno magazines in the jail, took away their weight machines, and cut off all but G movies. They can watch G movies. He started chain gangs so the inmates could do free work on county and city projects. He then started chain gangs for women so he wouldn't get sued for discrimination. Some of the women wanted to go out on the chain gangs, and they didn't have woman chain gangs, but he started them. He took away cable TV until he found out that there was a federal court order that required cable TV for jails. So he hooked up the cable TV again and only let the Disney Channel and the Weather Channel be shown. When asked why the Weather Channel, he replied, "So that they will know how hot it's going to be while they're working on my chain gangs." Okay. Yes, there's things to love about Joe Arpaio. There truly is. He cut off coffee, says it has zero nutritional value. When the inmates complained, he told them, "This isn't the Ritz-Carlton. If you don't like it, don't come back to the jail." He bought Newt Gingrich's lecture series on videotape and pipes it into the jails. When asked by a reporter if he had any lecture series by a Democrat, he replied that a Democrat lecture series might explain why a lot of inmates were in his jail in the first place. More on the Arizona sheriff. Okay. About 2,000 inmates living in the barbed wire surrounding tents encampment at the Maricopa County Jail. By the way, he started the first tents, putting up tents on property owned by the county jail and putting prisoners in tents so he can expand his jail anytime he wants to, folks. And that was really exciting for the people of Arizona and Phoenix, because in Maricopa County, because he didn't have to build more buildings. He just put tents up, old army tents, okay? At the Maricopa County Jail, he's been given permission to strip down to their government-issued pink boxer shorts. They wear pink boxer shorts when it's 150 degrees out there in those tents. On Wednesday, hundreds of men wearing boxer shorts, these pink boxer shorts, were either curled up on their bunk beds or chatted in the tents, which reached 138 degrees inside the week before. I guess it's not 150. Many were also swathed in wet pink towels, a sweat collected on their chest and dripped down to their pink socks. "Feels like we are in a furnace," said James Zanza, an inmate who has lived in the tents for 1 year. "It's inhumane," he says. Joe Arpaio, the tough guy sheriff who created the tent city and long ago started making the prisoners wear pink and eat bologna sandwiches, is not one bit sympathetic. He said Wednesday that he told all the inmates it's 120 degrees in Iraq, and our soldiers are living in tents too, and they have to wear full battle gear. But they didn't commit any crimes, so shut your mouth. Way to go, Sheriff, says this person that's writing. Maybe if all prisons were like this one, there would be a lot less crime or repeat offenders. Criminals should be punished for their crimes, not live in luxury until it's time for their parole. But to go out and commit another crime so that they can get back in to live on taxpayers' money and enjoy things taxpayers can't afford to have for themselves is not what we do here at the Maricopa County Sheriff's Jail. If you agree, pass this on. If not, just delete it. Sheriff Joe was reelected Sheriff of Maricopa County, Arizona. Don't worry about the world coming to an end today. It's already tomorrow in Australia. Charles Schultz is the one that put this out, evidently. But I want to tell you, folks, as good as Joe is on the jails, and he is very, very good on the jails, he makes the prisoners not want to come back again. And that's wonderful. It's truly good. But I'm telling you, folks, I've had conversations with my brother, Joe Arpaio, Sheriff of Maricopa County, and he's got this nasty habit after 33 years as a federal agent of allowing the feds to come in and do anything they want to do in the county. Criminal, it doesn't matter. With lacking due process to take your home, to take you away, whatever, doesn't matter. Joe allows the feds to run rampant in his county, which is horrendous because Joe is supposed to be, and I've told him this numerous times, he's supposed to be serving and protecting the American people in Arizona, in Maricopa County, and not protecting and serving the federal government when they come to town. Makes no difference. Joe's still a federal agent, okay, even though he's now retired. So keep that in mind. If they start pushing Joe Arpaio for president of the United States, which it looks like they may very well be doing here, there's more than just running a jail to be in sheriff. The sheriff's supposed to protect the people from all criminals, even criminals in government. And Joe Arpaio doesn't do that. God bless the brother for doing the good job in the jails, though, okay? Truly, he's the best in the country on running the jail. And also, Joe Arpaio's recently been doing some things, too, about even though the federal government doesn't want local police to be picking up illegal aliens and deporting them, Joe does that. He picks up illegal aliens, and he drives them, gets a bus, and drives them down the border and kicks their butt over the border, okay? So there's good things about Joe Arpaio, but the fact is he's an old fed, and he can't get that out of his brain. And so please, folks, don't promote him as sheriff over Ron Paul, Congressman Ron Paul, because he's nothing like Congressman Ron Paul. Joe Arpaio is not a constitutionalist. He's a buddy of mine, and I know that as a fact, okay? Okay, folks, well, got another hot news item here, folks. And this is sad, very, very sad, but it's happening today as the churches turn against God and turn against the Bible. Lutheran Church trashes pages from the Bible. August 16th. Christian Newswire, at a recent meeting of the Evangelical Lutheran Church of America, we call it ELCA, Evangelical Lutheran Church of America, the decision was made that the ELCA would ignore the Bible, the Bible's unequivocal condemnation of homosexual behavior as sinful, and permit openly homosexual clergymen to pastor the Evangelical Lutheran Church of America. Unbelievable, folks. There is nowhere in the Holy Bible that God is more specific and more outspoken and uses the most powerful word to condemn sodomites and homosexuals than he does in the Holy Bible when he calls them an abomination. You can look throughout the whole Bible, folks, and not find a stronger word in the Bible against any people than if God calls you an abomination. Matter of fact, in the Bible, he says that homosexuals should be taken out and stoned. At that time, that's what would happen, put to death. Okay? All homosexuals would be put to death according to God's law. Now, we don't talk about that today because it's so insensitive. But that's God's rule. This allowing homosexual preachers to take over the churches, the Evangelical Lutheran Church of America, has stirred up tension between the ELCA and other more biblically sound factions within the Lutheran denomination. In a statement, Gerald B. Skeznik, president of the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod, I don't know how you say Synod, noted, he said this, and I quote, "This goes contrary to the historic and universal understanding of the Christian Church regarding what the Holy Scriptures teach about homosexual behavior as contrary to God's will and about the biblical qualifications for holding the pastoral offices in the church." Let me say this, folks. The God that created all mankind, actually the God, our holy God that created the universe and everything under heaven and earth, including you and me, has come out and said that homosexuals are an abomination and they should be put to death, right in the Holy Bible. Folks, does that sound like that it is preordained or that it is something you're born with? Get that out of your mind. This is nothing. Homosexuality is a choice, folks, and God points that out in the Holy Bible, okay? So you're choosing to be a homosexual. And so, no question about it, God would not be killing homosexuals if it was anything but a sin and a choice. Be right back.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into Masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-502-9722.
Okay. Okay, folks, welcome back to the old cop, Jack McLam, retired up here in the Great Rocky Mountains show. And, you know, I just looked over here at my notes, and I forgot to tell you the coup de grace. I forgot to close out the part of what I was talking about. I got off somehow into this other diatribe I've been talking about and didn't talk to you, finish up on the pastors that are becoming part of government to spy on you and to try to force you into obeying all evil government tells you to do during martial law, where in martial law we're going to have property seized, firearm seizures, and people that have firearms will be seized, mass vaccination programs of poisons to kill off a great many of the population or stop all the young girls from having babies, and forced relocation of your children. As I was talking about, folks, the a whistleblower who was secretly enrolled in this program by the feds told us that the feds were clandestinely recruiting religious leaders to help implement Homeland Security directives in anticipation of the government's bioterrorist attack on the public or any kind of government terrorist attack on the public, to be honest with you. The first directive was for pastors to preach to their congregations the misinterpretation of Romans 13. That's, as we were talking about, totally taken out of context from Bible passage that was used by Hitler to hoodwink Christians into supporting him in order to teach them to obey the government when martial law is declared. That's going on right now with our preachers today, folks, our government preachers. It was related to the pastors that after the quarantines, martial law and forced relocation, they were going to be a problem for state authorities, the government authorities, totalitarians that come in here when enforcing federal mandates due to the cowboy mentality of citizens standing up for their property rights and Second Amendment gun rights, as well as farmers defending their crops and livestock from seizure by the totalitarian government. It was stressed that the pastors needed to preach total subservience to the authorities, to the people in their churches, ahead of time in preparation for the roundups that are going to occur, door-to-door searches and roundups, and to make it clear to the congregation that this enslavement is for their own good. That's what the preachers have to do. This enslavement is for your own good. Pastors were told that they would be backed up by law enforcement in controlling uncooperative individuals in their church, and that they would even lead SWAT teams in attempting to quell resistance of church members. Though some doubted the accuracy of this report at the time due to its fundamentally disturbing implications, the story has now been confirmed by KSLA 12 News reports, in which participating clergy and officials have admitted to the existence of the program, folks. So it's for real. It's truly for real. And so there you go, folks. Our government pastors are now taking the next step, becoming spies and becoming government agents in the church to get you ready for a totalitarian system of martial law, military rule. Incredible, folks. Incredible. I want to share with you, I think I hear the music there. Yeah, we're ending up the first hour here. When I get back, folks, I want to share with you a letter from a dear brother of ours, a letter from Jim Traficant, congressman that's in prison. We'll be right back. With